take your Bibles, please. Turn to the book of Psalms, Psalm 91. Psalm 91, we'll read verses 12 through 16 together. We'll read this passage responsively. Psalm 91, verses 12 through 16. Psalm 91, verses 12 through 16. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Let's finish on verse 16 together. Ready? With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. And let's pray. Father, thank you so much for what you do for us. Lord, thank you for the fact that you do love us. Oh, the weather outside, a little cloudy, a little dreary, a little rainy, but Lord, just to know that you love us, what a wonderful thing. And to add to that, that you love us. God, I pray that you'd help us today. Fill our preach with your power. Fill us with your power as we listen. May we have our hearts in tune with you and with the preacher, please. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
Every sermon that's preached from this pulpit to me is urgent. Every sermon that is preached in this church, to me, its intent is to be life-changing. I hope you'll listen this morning. Now, if you're a giver this morning, you'll enjoy this sermon. If you're a taker this morning, this sermon will not mean as much to you, though it will still help you. You see, some see the church as another form of welfare. Some only come for themselves, while others come for God. Some only come to be loved, while others come to give love. Some come only to church to receive, while others come to distribute. Some come only to church to reap, while others come to sow the goodness of God among the people. Some come only to get what they can, while others come to give what they can. Some come to see what they can get from God, and others come to get God. And indeed, there is a spiritual difference. I said some come to get things from God, while others come to get God, the God of the things. Oh, I think we come to church to get from God, indeed, and I realize that, but do you want him, or do you just want what he can give you? I want to talk to you this morning about the benefits of loving God. The benefits of loving God. Let me read to you. You need not turn to it again. Psalm 91, verse 14 through 16 says, because he hath set his love upon me. This is God talking. God is talking to man. He says, because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. God is saying to man, because you have set your love on me, it's going to pay off for you. God says here, therefore will I do some things. You see in Psalm 91, verse 14, God is saying, because man has chosen to love God back, God said, I'll make you a few promises, and I'm going to do some things for you. He says here, because you love me back, I'm going to deliver you. He said, because you love me back, I'm going to promote you. He said, because you love me back, I'm going to answer you when you call upon me. Because you love me back, I'm going to be with you. And because you love me back, I have a way of honoring you. And because you love me back, I can help you to have a satisfying life. Now here's the problem. People are so shallow about what it means to love God. Boy, there are all sorts of people that think they know what it means to love God. But truly, God's the one that tells us what it means to love God. Man doesn't tell God what it means to love God. God tells man what it means to love God. For instance, you say, Brother Owens, how can I love God? Well, let the Bible tell you. In John 14, verse 15, Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. God measures your love to Him on the basis of your obedience to His Word. In John 14, 21, He said, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. Folks, let me tell you something. In teaching obedience, you are teaching love. You're teaching love. There are those people that say, oh, I just love God. And they think it's all just this mushy worded thing that you do. I'm sorry. Love is much deeper, much more complex than that. Love's not just this gushy feeling. The Lord said, if you love me, you're going to keep my commandments. A proof of your love is your obedience to me. So in teaching obedience, you're teaching love. Those who obey little love little. Those who obey a lot, love a lot. Parents, listen, oh, so carefully. By teaching your children to obey, they then will in turn obey as an expression of love to you. And when your kids are not taught to obey, you're going to wonder sometimes if they love you. You look at them and you think, what are you doing? Why are you doing that to me? Why did you hurt me? There is a lack of love in that disobedient life. And every parent here knows exactly what I'm saying. So parents, you say, I want my children to love me. Then teach them to obey God and obey you, because obedience is an expression of love. It's not just this mushy feeling and we salivate while we talk and we talk about it. No, there's more to it than that. Love is proven by action. Some say they love God but habitually disobey Him. Talk is cheap. Love will cost you something. Put action to what you say. Put something behind what you say. See, true love does what is spiritually best for its object, or the object of that love. Let me ask you something. Do you do what's best for God? See, true love does what's spiritually best for its object. So if you say you love God, then you do in your life what is spiritually best for God. But we live our life doing what we want. We live our life doing what we think is best for us. When we ought to, if we love God, we're going to live our life doing what is best for God. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. God did what was best for you. Why? God loves you. And if you want to love God, then you need to do what's best for God. Did you know God loves you even if you don't love Him? Now, in this passage of Scripture here, it's telling us that if we will set our love upon Him and we'll love Him, there are some benefits. Now, I don't want you to be mixed up about this thing. You have all sorts of benefits even if you don't love God. You have an abundance of benefits through the mercy and the grace and the kindness and the long-suffering of God. But in this passage of Scripture, I think God is saying to you, if you love me like you should love me, I've got some extra added benefits that I'm going to give you. Hey, and so you know, indeed, God is love. God is the great lover. And just to prove out the principle that I taught a minute ago about obedience being an expression of love, God is love, and God is perfectly obedient to His own word. He does not break His word. If God said it, you can go to the bank on it, because if God said it, He meant it. God does not break His word. God obeys His own word. That is how God is love. God expresses His love to us by obeying His word, even about you and I. We thrill to hear that God loves us, and we should. I've got good news for you today. God loves you. Those of you sitting in the balcony this morning, God loves you. Those of you that sit on this lower floor, God loves you. Those that you sit on this platform and in this choir, God loves you. Those that maybe in the nurseries where we have speakers in the nursery so that they can hear the sermons as they're preached. Hey, those that work in the nurseries today, God loves you. God loves you. God loves you. I've got good news for you, folks. God loves you. But I need to ask you a question. You love God. Do you love God? Hey, listen. On a scale of 1 to 10, how do you rate in loving God back? If a 10 is the highest score you could have, how do you rate on a scale of 1 to 10 at loving God back? Wait, let's not use your opinion of where you rate. I wonder what God's opinion would be of where you rate. We always rate ourselves a little higher than what we should. You know, let's face it, if it were on the looks chart on how good looking you are, you'd always come in a little higher than what's reality. That's the way we all are. That's just like singing. You think you sound good. But that's not always the case. Where would you fall on the scale of 1 to 10 of loving God back? In this passage of Scripture, the Lord said, because He hath set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him and set him on high. I will answer him. I will be with him in time of trouble. I will honor him and I will satisfy him in his salvation. If I could this morning, let me help you. Let me tell you, hey, those of you that you want more than just what you can get out of God, but you want God and you want to love God, I'll help you. And those of you that do love God, let me show you some of the extra benefits that are available to you, and they're yours right now. Right now, some of you say, oh, Brother Owens, I love God, and I do obey the Bible, and I do live my life according to the Bible. I'm going to tell you some good things today. You got a real fluffy benefit package available to you. Those of you that say, I'm saved and really I've just been interested in what I could get out of God and what God can give me, let me tell you something. There's something better than what you can get out of God. You can get God. And God's better than what God can give you. The greatest thing in the universe is God, not what God can do. Right. Let me show you. Number one, because you love Him, He will deliver you. And in an extra special way. He delivers us a bunch anyway, but in an extra special way. Because here in Psalm 91 verse 14 it says, because He hath set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver Him. Oh, He delivers us. Folks, God delivers us when we don't even know we need delivering. Some of you don't realize it because you didn't pay close attention, but God has delivered people in this room this week. We weren't even spiritual enough to see that God protected us and God met our needs. Oh, but let me say to you, my friend, when you love God, and remember, it's not just saying, I love God. It is loving God and proving it by obedience to His Word. But when you love God and you've given God your heart, God has a special way of delivering us. You know, I was thinking of the story of Noah and the ark. We all realize that the Bible said that it was going to flood. I believe that Noah showed his obedience to God by building the ark. Do you know what his obedience produced? Deliverance. Because Noah's the one that got on the ark. Noah's the one that got on the ark. God can deliver you as a result of your love to Him, because if you love Him, you will obey His Word, and His Word will keep you out of a pickle. And you say, ah, this obeying God. God's trying to do something for you, not to you, my friend. You say, ah, you want to live this certain way and not do this and not do that. Has it occurred to you that maybe God loves you, and if you had loved Him back, you would obey, and you're going to find something out? When you love Him back through obedience, that very obedience will deliver you from something bad that could happen in your life. I promise you. If love equals obedience to Him, then a part of the delivery is produced by the obedience. Obedience to God's Word will deliver you from much heartache. Parents, you would love to convince your children of this. Children, if you love your parents, obey your parents. And then your parents' advice and your obedience to them are going to keep you out of some jams in life. If you will obey God, He will help to deliver you. The very obedience can produce the delivery from the hardship in your life. You won't be delivered from everything because nobody gets delivered from everything. Sometimes there are just some heartaches and some things that we have to go through. But I'm here to tell you, because you love Him, He can deliver you in a special way. You say, you mean because I've got that mushy feeling and I walk around saying, I love God, I love God, I love God, I love God? No, I'm talking about your obedience to the Word of God. Because your obedience is an expression of love, and when you obey Him and you do what He tells you to do, that very obedience will deliver you. That very obedience will keep you out of trouble. That very obedience will help you not to be hurt in many instances of life. And some of the adults in here, if your logic is working right now, you say, that's it exactly. That is it exactly. If you love God, obey God. You say, well, what will I get out of it? He'll deliver you. And that's what it says here in Psalm 91. It says, because He hath set His love upon me, God says to man, therefore will I deliver him. Let me go on. I said, number one, because you love Him, He will deliver you in an extra special way. Number two, because you love Him, He will promote you in an extra special way. Let me read it again. Psalm 91, verse 14, it says, because He hath set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high. I will set him on high. God is saying to man, man, I could deliver you. Then I could actually set you on high. I could lift you up. I could promote you. If you're saved, you've already been promoted. If you're here today and you've trusted Christ, let me tell you something. You've already been promoted. You say, well, we're all the children of God. That is not true. We are all the creation of God. But you become one of the children of God by trusting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. That is when He becomes your heavenly Father. That's when you get to be a part of the family of God. But everybody in here that's ever been saved, you've already been promoted. You've been promoted from being a creature to being a child of God. You've been promoted. You were on your way to hell. Now you're on your way to heaven. That's promotion. You've been promoted. You were dressed in the rags of your own righteousness. Now you are dressed in the robe of His righteousness. You were in darkness, promoted to light. You were lost. Now you're found. You were blind. Now you have your sight. The day you got saved, you got your promotion. But wait, God said, I'll promote you in an extra special way. If you're saved, you're part of the royal family. God provides spiritual promotion to who? Those that love Him. Are we talking about that mushy, I love God, that emotional thing? Well, that might be part of it, but God really figures out if you love Him based on if you obey His Word. That's where the real spiritual promotion comes in. You see, are you in the Lord's army, and you've been in the Lord's army for a long time, and you're still a buck private? You see, we're a part of the Lord's army. You look through the Bible. The Bible uses a lot of military terms. God said, I'll get you some promotion. You say, how am I going to get it? Love me. Obey me. Obedience is a sign of love. That'll help to deliver you. But not only that, it'll help me to know that you're going to get some promotion. Let me tell you something, folks. If you'll live God's way, there are some real positive benefits to it. You've been saved a long time, but still not doing anything for God, still not getting anything done for God. I would say what you better do is make sure you're obeying God, because there's some spiritual promotion available. You know, God promotes obedient Christians. Did you hear that? God promotes obedient Christians. God promotes those that love Him. So, I love God. Are you obeying His Word in your life? That's the proof of the love. Sometimes you will be promoted and it will be seen by man. And that's okay if that's how God chooses. You've been obedient to God and you've loved God and proven your obedience to God and proven your love to God through your obedience. It might be that God will come along and He'll promote you somehow in the work of the Lord and man may see it. But can I tell you something? Sometimes the promotion's not seen by man. Sometimes it's just seen by God. Let me ask you a question. What's more important to you? That your promotion is seen by man or God? What's most important to you? Now, if you believe the Bible, and I think we should, God said, if you love me, then you're going to obey me, and if you obey me, I'm going to deliver you, and if you obey me, I'm going to promote you. You say, well, I don't think I got the promotion I deserve. What you probably mean is you didn't get lifted up in front of man like you wanted. You say, well, Brother Owens, the way I see it, really, it doesn't matter the way we see it. It matters the way God sees it. You know something? You say, oh, I've got it. I want promoted. I'll love God if He'll promote me. Wrong. I'll love God. Well, I'll do whatever God wants if He'll promote me. You know what you better do? You better just love God and obey Him. You know, there's an insincerity in saying, well, I want a bunch of things from God. I therefore will do what God wants me to do so I can say that I love Him. Wait a minute. Are you not just supposed to love God whether you get anything out of it or not? We are to love God. We're to love Him back. Man came to our church. Many of you had never known him. I've been the pastor here for almost 6 years. He came to this church, walked into my office. He said, this is the position I want in the church. I'd never met him before. Been here twice. I said, well, why don't you just come to church for a while and serve God? His desire was to be on the staff. Walk in my office. Let me know what was going to be and when. And I said, why don't you do this? Why don't you just come to church? He said, well, what do I need to do? I said, just love God and obey the preaching, and that's what you need to do. He come back to me a couple months later and said, well, I've been doing everything. He said, you're going to hire me? I said, no. No. He stormed out. Left the church. Went and joined a church totally different than ours. I didn't even believe the Bible the way we believe. I didn't have any standards of any sort. You know what he was doing? He thought he could obey to get the benefit instead of obeying because he loved. People, they prove out sooner or later. You just give it enough time. You'll figure it out. We're supposed to love God and obey God because we love God because He's God. You know, we should show God that we love Him. You say, how? By obeying Him. And if we will obey God, it's an expression of love. And God has a way of promoting us if He wants us promoted. Sometimes promotion may not be in the eyes of man. It may just be in the eyes of God. But you give someone enough rope, sooner or later, they will hang themselves as to whether or not they're just trying to get something out of you or if they really love you. Do they really love the church and what the church stands for? Do they really love the standards? Do they really love the conviction? Do they really love the Bible? Some are just sitting on the edge of their seat trying to get something, and they'll obey if they can get what they want. You better want God. You better want the Bible. You better want holiness. You better want to live your life according to the Bible. God knows your sincerity. He knows if you're out just to get something or if you're out to be something. Doesn't take long, you can figure it out. You see, because you love Him, He will deliver you, He said here, in an extra special way. And because you love Him, He'll promote you in an extra special way. Thirdly, it says here, because you love Him, He'll answer you when you call upon Him in an extra special way. It says here, therefore will I deliver Him? I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. Listen, if you love God, and you proving it by your obedience to Him. God has a way of answering you when you call out to Him, and He can answer you in an extra special way. He says here, and I will answer you when you sincerely love God. And from that sincere, obedient heart, you pray to Him. You're far more apt to get your prayers answered. Remember, love is proven by obedience. Obedient, loving Christians are the ones that are most apt to get their prayers answered. I hate to tell you that. Disobedient Christians don't get their prayers answered like obedient Christians do. They say, but I love God. You got to remember something. Love, according to the Bible, is expressed through obedience. I'll look over here and see Mike Bajent, one of the finest men I know. Brother Bajent is a very obedient Christian. Now, he's not perfect. Just ask Mrs. Bajent. But Brother Bajent, he's an obedient employee. He works for me. Actually, we work together, but he works for me. Somebody has to be the boss, and I don't like it, but that's my job. But he works for me. So Brother Bajent works for me. He is a very obedient employee. Very obedient. I mean very obedient. You know something? When he comes to me to make some type of even a personal request, I'm in a hurry to please him. But wait, I'm the boss. And he works for me. But boy, there have been a couple times in the last 6 years, he's come in and said, preacher, I'd like to know if maybe I could do thus and so. And it's a personal thing. Something he wants to do. Something that's for him. But you know, I am delighted. Just delighted to say, why sure, Brother Bajent. I would love for you to go out drinking. I'm sorry. I say, sure, Brother Bajent. I would be glad for you to do that. Why? Why? Because he has expressed his love through obedience. Therefore, I want to answer his request. Now, if I can do that as a boss with someone that works for me, so much the more. Wouldn't God do that with those of us that are the workmen in his vineyard? Absolutely, he would. Little love produces little answers in prayer. Why? That's little obedience. Some of you that are employers, when the guy that won't obey you comes and asks for extra time off, what do you want to do? Right, hit him with a wrench. Let him have the time off. In a hospital. Oh, but when your best employee, the one that obeys, the one you know their heart's in it, you know they love what they're doing, you know they're on board, and they come along and they say, I just wondered if I could have this. Your heart thrills to say, oh yes, I want to do that for you. I'd be pleased to do that for you. I'm glad that you asked. Folks, prayers are not basically answered on your knees. That's the place from which you make the request. Much of prayer is answered with how you live in your life in obedience to that book. You say, I need some from God. Yeah, and you don't obey God, 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 and you don't obey God. And then suddenly, you think you will go to your knees, spend 20 minutes there begging God for something. You say, well, I was on my knees. Where were you last night? What were you doing last night? How did you live last week? Prayers are not basically answered on your knees. They're basically answered as a result of your obedience to this book. Because God said, if you love me, I got a special way of meeting your needs and answering your prayer. See, so many Christians just see God and church as another welfare institution. Let me go on. You all okay? Is that too heavy for you? Hang in there, smile, breathe. Breathe. Blondes, in, out, in, out. We'll get you started again. Here, God tells us in Psalm 94. He comes to us and God says, because you have set your love upon me, and you're loving me back. He said, there's some extra special benefits that I can give you. God said, hey, look, I can deliver you in a special way. I can promote you in a special way. And I can answer you in a special way. God comes to us and says, because you love me, I will be with you in the time of trouble in a special way. That's what he says here. Let me read it to you again. He says, therefore will I deliver him. We've seen that. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. And I will be with him in trouble. Now let me tell you all something. You say, well, brother, I've not been living for God. Well, you keep on praying. That's what you ought to keep on praying. I'm not trying to get those that don't live for God and don't obey not to pray. I'm trying to tell those that do live for God and do obey God, hey, you got some great benefits going for you. You've got some wonderful things going here. And some of you that are mad at God because you didn't get what you want, but you live like an animal all week long, and you're taking it out on God. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You be fair to my God. There are a few prerequisites to the blessing of God, if that's okay with you. But now, he says this. He said, I can help you when you're in trouble. If you love me, what is it? If you obey me, when troubles come your way, I can help you in a special way. Psalm 91, verse 15, it says, I will be with him in trouble. Obedient, loving Christians have a special emotional strength in some of the troubled times when others are falling apart. It's true. It's true. Now, I'll tell you something. I don't see how people in the world and the ones that don't love God, I don't see how they make it. How do they make it when the trouble of life comes? Well, I'll tell you how they make it. They end up divorced. They end up on liquor and drugs. Because they're not making it. They're falling apart. But I have a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, it's coming upon me. It's going to come upon us all, folks. But I just thank God that He promised me, if you love me and you'll obey me, I'll be there for you. You know, I look down here, Brother Gewin, setting off here to my left. Brother Gewin, I want you to know something. I'm your friend and I love you. And I want to back you up in life. I got your back. Brother Phillips, I love you and I'm your friend. I got your back. I'll be there for you.